any moment, Congressman Anthony Weiner is expected to step to the mic and announce his resignation. After a three-week media frenzy over lewd photos of himself he'd admitted to sending to several women he didn't know. He's making the announcement at a senior center in Brooklyn, where he announced his first campaign for city council in 1992. The seven-term New York Democrat called House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi at the congressional picnic last night to inform her of his decision, which Weiner reached after speaking with his pregnant wife, an advisor to Hillary Clinton. Rick Klein of ABC joins us now on the line from Washington. And Rick, first of all, does it strike you as curious that Weiner's holding a news conference to make this announcement?
Everything about this scandal has been curious, to say the least, if not downright weird and bizarre and unprecedented. Look, he clearly has seen the writing on the wall. It's taken him a good 10 days since his initial press conference, where he admitted some serious wrongdoing and missteps, but said he'd stick around. The pressure has been building since then, and at this point, it's just got too much to bear. So in one sense, though, it doesn't surprise me. He's never been shy about the media, so the fact that he's having a news conference to make his announcement isn't all that shocking.
Well, the resignation comes just hours before House Democrats were going to meet to decide whether to take away Weiner's committee seats, and also just relatively soon after President Obama publicly suggested he stepped down. So do you think it's that pressure that was the tipping point in his decision?
I do. And don't minimize what it means to not have committees in Congress. That essentially takes away all your power, all your prestige. He was faced with the prospect of returning to Congress after his leave of absence without any friends and without any real responsibilities. He even had faced the prospect of being kicked out of the Democratic caucus. That would have made him really a man without a home on Capitol Hill. And he had to decide, what kind of existence do I want to have as a member of Congress, given the realities that my political career is almost certainly over at the end of the term that ends next year anyway.
So what's been the reaction on Capitol Hill today?
Sighs of relief almost audible from Democrats. They could not wait to move on from this. They are very excited to be able to talk about their agenda, about the Republicans, about jobs, about Medicare, about anything other than Anthony Weiner and these messages that he's been sending.
Well, some of his constituents don't necessarily agree with all that. They told the Associated Press this morning that they're disappointed and embarrassed by the scandal, but one praised him for doing a terrific job, especially for seniors, and another said he'd vote for Weiner again. At least one of our listeners also wrote on our Facebook page that Weiner should have stood his ground. Would you say that politicians in Washington are being harder on Weiner than the voters might be?
Yes, I think that's right. The polling that we've seen has borne that out. And I think also the reaction has been out of step with what appears to have been done. There have been lots of lawmakers who've done far worse things, even criminal things, and worse things even of a salacious nature than what he appears to have done now, which isn't illegal, doesn't appear to have involved any physical conduct. But it was so despicable on its face and so lurid in its details and such a media sensation that it distracted from Democrats. And the other thing is that he flat out lied to his colleagues about this. Nancy Pelosi, among others, he said, my account was hacked into, it wasn't me, I didn't have anything to do with it, I want to get to the bottom of it. They feel burned by him. They feel like he misled them to their faces.
Well, what effect has the scandal had, though, on the Democrats' political agenda? They've been trying to attack the Republican Medicare plan when this whole scandal broke.
That's right, and they were getting some traction around that, but that was gone. In the last 3 weeks, they've been able to talk about just about nothing other than Anthony Weiner, and that is not the situation they wanted to be in. It's not the situation that Anthony Weiner wanted. It has been an absolute feeding frenzy, and there's just so much digital food out there to feast on that it has been a nonstop rolling series of revelations, and it frankly had no prospect of ending anytime soon. You didn't know what the next shoe to drop was. There could always be more photos. There could always be more Facebook chats and Twitter chats, and there was just the prospect of this ending in a sort of continual spiral for Anthony Weiner.
Right, and just yesterday, a nightclub dancer called on him to resign because she said he was a liar and that they'd exchanged about 100 emails. Well, tell me, what are the plans to fill Weiner's seat?
Well, the governor of New York gets to call a special election, and it falls to Andrew Cuomo to decide the timing of it. There's some intricacies for him to work out as to whether there'd be a primary or a general election, but it has to be done by a special election. It's a heavily Democratic seat, so the presumption is this would fall to the Democrats. But it's not impossible to imagine a Republican candidate emerging from a crowded field in something like this. The Democrats are going to have to have a little bit of a fight on their hands to make sure that a safe seat like this in the Brooklyn and Queens area of New York stays in their hands.
Rick Klein is senior Washington editor for ABC World News and host of the ABCNews.com's Topline Political webcast. Thanks so much, Rick.
Hey, thank you.